And hello again, everybody. Mike Salmon with you, and thank you for joining us here on Business Radio X, our final live cut-in of the day from the Home of Hope Charity Classic. And as we wrap things up and call it a day, a very successful day, I'm joined by Maureen Cornoa. She is the CEO and director of the Home of Hope at Gwinnett Children's Shelter, and also Tyler Wendt, and he, of course, is with Legendary Home Sales Advantage, and they are the sponsor of these live broadcasts. And Maureen, first of all, congratulations. The day is over, and what a day, huh?
And what a day. Yes, it was really a terrific event. The weather held out for us. As I mentioned before, we were sold out today. We raised almost $22,000 for Home of Hope at Gwinnett Children's Shelter, and we couldn't be more thankful at this moment.
Yeah, earlier we were talking with Pastor Avery Head, and he said he did a little praying this morning because there was a little bit of a mist and it was very windy, but now it's beautiful. The golfers all had a great time.
They had a great time, and Pastor Avery Head does not tell lies, so, you know.
Yeah, and we asked him that on the air. But when all was said and done, how successful was today for you?
This was a huge success for the North Gwinnett Kiwanis as well as Home of Hope. We look forward to, this is our first annual, I'd like to take this opportunity to say, that we really do look forward to doing this again next year.
Well, I spoke with some of the board members from the with the Kiwanis Club and the president-elect, and I think we got them committed on air to doing this every year now, annually. So hopefully this is the start of a beautiful relationship.
I think so as well.
How about the sponsors, the golfers, the sponsors? Let's make sure we give them a lot of love, because without them, there's not much you can
right.
do.
Everybody who paid to be here today on behalf of the shelter and the North Gwinnett Kiwanis, I mean, it's just a huge thank you. The sponsors, without the sponsors, events like this don't happen.
Yeah.
So big shout out as well to our friends from Rick Hendrick Automotive Group, Toffee Jaji, Mike DiNardi, and Todd Reed from the Duluth dealerships. Big thank you to them for always supporting as well. Barry and Heidi Sanders for being a platinum sponsor here today. Barry's also a board member of ours, and we're very, very grateful for everything he does for us as well.
And we want to thank Tyler Wendt, who's also joined us. And Tyler, we've been talking
And Tyler.
Well, that's my job. I'll do that for you. Yeah, we're a team here. Legendary Home Sales Advantage, because without his support, we would not be here broadcasting live. So, Tyler, thank you. You've been running around all day, too, like Maureen. But, I mean, I don't know if today could have gotten any better.
It is a wonderful day, and I'm glad that I got to participate here with the Kiwanis Club. This is one of the best Kiwanis Clubs I've had the pleasure of being a part of. In the past several years, I've bounced around from North Carolina, Florida, and landed here in Sugar Hill, Georgia, and found the North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club. Couldn't be happier with the group of individuals and all that they accomplish each year. And so it's a really great opportunity and organization to be a part of.
I know you're both very thankful of what's happened today. I mean, is there anything that could have gone better? Because from my vantage point and talking to all the golfers, they all had a great time. Sponsors were real happy. Could it have gone any better today?
I don't think you can ask for more than that.
I mean, I know you were freaking out probably early on. It was kind of windy.
When I woke up this morning before 6 and I heard the pouring rain, I knew that by 10 o'clock the sun was going to be out and it was going to be okay. So I never had a doubt. God's got his hand all over good people who do his good work to make good things happen for others. So I just never had a doubt.
You didn't sweat it out at
nope,
all.
Didn't sweat it out.
As we say our goodbyes to everybody today, your lasting impression, final words?
Final words to everybody at North Gwinnett Kiwanis, to Tyler for his sponsorship of Gwinnett Business Radio X, all our sponsors of today's event, our donors, the participants, on behalf of the children in need who we get the privilege of housing, I humbly thank each and every one of you.
And Tyler, any parting words as well?
Yeah, I would like to invite some of your listeners that are interested in contributing to our community to come out to one of our regular Kiwanis meetings at the Buford Community Center and see what the Buford and North Gwinnett Kiwanis Club is all about, and lend a hand in making a difference in children's lives around the community.
I am assuming, Tyler, there's a website for the Kiwanis Club of North Gwinnett?
They are. It's northgwinnettkiwanis.com.
Good job. I thought I saw deer in the headlights look for a second there when I asked the question. I was like, uh-oh, I should have said it, but you nailed it, if that's the right one.
I hope that's the right one. I'm pretty sure it is. You can always look us up on Facebook. It's a simple Google search for North Gwinnett Kiwanis.
All right. Thank you for all your support.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
And Maureen, the website for the Home of Hope at Gwinnett Children's Shelter.
Home of Hope, GCS.org.
Great. All right. Congratulations to everybody involved, and thank you again to Tyler Wendt, Legendary Home Sales Advantage, for making these broadcasts possible. The website for that is legendaryhomesales.com. So for Maureen, for Tyler, Mike Salmon saying so long. Thank you for joining us, and maybe we'll see you next year at the second annual Home of Hope Charity Classic here at Lanier Islands or another great golf course. But this let's give them some props, too.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. A big thank you to Legacy at Lake Lanier Islands. It's been a beautiful venue and a beautiful day. And they went above and beyond to make us feel very welcome. And everything we needed, they took care of.
And you two are thanking the course because you didn't play it. All the golfers are probably cussing on their way home because it's a very tough course, but a fun course to play.
There you go.
All right. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us here on Business Radio X.